was working in Parliament about 4 years before expenses broke as a problem, and I could see the problems there. I could see that this was an issue, and it kind of...
I can't really understand why not having a pay rise would justify you having 16 silk cushions for your second home.
No, it wouldn't. And me as somebody who's worked in the public sector, I would never have a claim for anything like that. And I think it's offensive that people should claim from that. Mm.
But why is the answer to that to give them a pay rise?
Well, I think they need a pay rise because there's a reflection of the job they do is a difficult one, and we should reward people who... decide to offer themselves up for public service.
But then, if that's your justification, which is perfectly legitimate, then you say, okay, a nurse, a doctor.
I'd be in favour of all those as well. I don't have a problem with that. I think one of the issues has been within the private sector, pay has exploded so enormously.
Not for a long time. I mean, it depends which bit of the private sector.
No, but if you look at executive pay, which you would say MPs are on. Are an equivalent level, or you would hope them to be an equivalent level. Executive pay has been racing away, where all the rest of us have been stuck with.
But then they are free to leave and go and work as an executive in the private sector.
They are.
If the pay is the motivating factor.
Don't we want the better people to, you know, stay and be our representatives?
We have got some great representatives on £66,500 a year.
Yeah. No, we have, but I think there just needs to be recognition their pay hasn't. They work very long hours, and the problem is we can't have a grown-up debate about it because...
I really hope we're having one today.
Well, no,
do you think it's been immature?
I think your programme is an example of we've been able to have that to a certain extent because you've had other voices coming in. But you know the initial response that will immediately come from certain sections of the media that will immediately cry about the outrage of this and how can they possibly have all of this. And, I mean, there's a certain, there's genuine outrage from people like myself. I haven't seen my pay rise, you know, in 10 years. I haven't. And when I worked as a parliamentary researcher, I certainly wasn't getting anywhere close to what the MPs were getting paid, but I was still working the same hours as the MP.